History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have boundary issues.
We're aware.
Yeah, in what way?
I think I put up maybe too many.
With us?
Yes.
Interesting. Mm. Do you feel like you know everything about us and we don't know everything about you?
It would be that way if I had any retention whatsoever. You guys tell me more than I tell you, but I just don't have the capacity to store anything. But I do, yes, probably.
Oh, good. So glad we share.
No, but it's so much better because then you could tell me a story again, like in a month, and I'll be like, oh, really?
Okay.
Like, it's so fun. Like, every time you tell me something, I'll be so excited to hear it.
You could just lie to him.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing.
Yeah. So I have two things going on right now. One is a medical thing. Mm-hmm. I have to get poked in the back. I've talked about it for a long time, and it's come up on the show a bunch. Some weird little compression of a disc. It's like squishing out.
Yeah.
There's a side issue. I'm way overdue for a colonoscopy.
Dude, we've also talked about this a lot recently, and all we do is encourage you to do it.
Right. Here's where the boundary issue comes in. I would need someone to drive me home.
From both.
From both.
Can they do them same time?
While you're down there. No, I do believe back specialists and butt specialists are different people.
Got it.
But like, Aaron has definitely offered.
Yeah.
You too have offered it, mm-hmm. Erica. But I don't think I want you to do it. Like, what's wrong with me that I don't want you to do it? Like, the butt one?
the butt one I can understand not wanting Aaron and I to come get you.
It's not because of the butt. It's because of the propofol. And it's like, and Aaron will be mad when I say it. And she's refuted this on the air before. But like, you're kind of in a twilight state when you come out. And you can basically CIA interrogate all those people. Like, you can ask questions like, hey, what happened on the night of July 24th? And it's like, I ate the last egg roll. And you'd be like, Erica's mad. So I don't know that I want any of you to do it.
And for the record, I would not do that. I think that is gross to take advantage of someone like that. I have picked
my mother
up.
You're the most curious person I've ever met.
Yes.
She might ask some leading questions.
In a normal situation, I would never take advantage of someone like that.
I kind of believe her.
Do you really believe her?
Yeah, but I still think you should pick me to pick you up.
For my butt stuff?
No. Do you want me to really psychoanalyze you?
Yeah, I do.
Do you think you don't want us to pick you up because you really just wish you had a significant other to pick you up?
No.
Okay, well then
yes and no. Because that brings me to the other thing that I've also talked about ad nauseum, but this is the last time I'm going to talk about it because I don't have any choice. I'm finishing a little part of my basement. I got to make some decisions on floors. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I need carpet, I need tile, and it's like, I don't know what to do, and I've asked ChatGPT. And ChatGPT is like, get grayish. I don't even know what grayish is. It's like a grayish beige because I have like white walls and gray walls and brown trim. And it's like, I don't know what to do. And it's like, I just need help me hack. Could pretend there is no Angie. Okay. Would you make these decisions?
No, I would. Like, I would make terrible decisions. Yeah.
I don't think I should be trusted.
Black
but I also
leather
can't.
Couch, let's go.
I can't go on a date and go, hey, do you want to help me pick out tile? It's like so
you
crazy.
You can if you want to lock that person in for the next.
But like, then is it weird to ask you guys? Because then you're making decisions about my house. Is that too personal?
Like, the problem is I haven't been to your house, so I think I am not helpful.
I would say Erica would be the one to choose for that.
Because she's got a better eye for that?
Yeah.
My mom's an interior designer, so when I was young, I would go on a lot of jobs with her.
I think it would be a fun date idea, but the problem is with the date, with Erica, Aaron, anything, what if you don't like what they pick? And then you go, okay, thanks for your help.
Or what if they pick really expensive stuff and I'm like, no problem. And they're like, oh. Or if I go, oh, that's too expensive and I look cheap. Like, there's just a thing.
Yeah.
Well, like, when you go on a date. To us, but true. If you pick the highest one, we're going to go,
right. So I don't.
You can, yeah, you're right. You can gain insight, not even meaning to gain insight into your personal life. But let us
in. You also don't have to buy anything on the spot. It's just
yeah, but I need
ideas.
To buy stuff on the spot. Like, I am at a point where I need to, like, go tonight or in the next few nights. I got to buy this stuff. I need to get my butt checked. I need to get my back stabbed.
And you need to get your room
and I need to get
finished.
Tile and carpet. Is there anyone?
If you're skilled in two out of the three,
okay,
at least text in.
303-222-5423. Or do I just walk into a store and go, help me. My walls are white and gray and my trim is like...
They're not going to be able to help you with the butt stuff, though.
Oh, my God. You know who could help me?
Who?
What? Isn't the Mighty Millions house professionally decorated?
Yes.
It is.
There you go.
Yeah.
So don't they have a professional decorator on staff?
They must.
At some point they had one, yeah.
They definitely wouldn't mess it up.
They wouldn't be able to help me with the other two problems.
Definitely not.
Well, they might be able to pick me up from Panorama.
You would trust the professional decorator from Mighty Millions
100%
more than one of us?
Because here's the deal. The Mighty Millions house is in Winter Park.
It is in Winter Park, yeah.
My backstabbing is in Golden.
And we don't know where the butt stuff is yet.
I have not. Boy, are we combining a lot of things. Here's the thing. If you want to win the Mighty Millions house, you do not have to pick me up at doctor's appointments. But you could win a $3 million grand prize show home decorated by people smarter than the people in this room, landscaped.
Yep. Fully furnished.
Yep.
Fully furnished. And $951,000 in bonus cash to help you cover the taxes.
That's pretty cool. But you have to get your ticket before Friday. If you
that
want.
Is to get into
oh
the...
Oh my gosh, you're right. No, you have a little time, but there's but more reason.
The, like, if you buy, the earlier you buy, the more stuff you can win.
Yeah, if you get your ticket by this Friday, then you have the chance to win a 2026 Mercedes-Benz CLE 300 convertible.
Plus an Iceland vacation, plus $37,900 in bonus cash for the taxes. Or you can go, nah. I don't need a car and a trip. I'll just take $100,000 in cash. But think about it this way. You buy it. You get a Mercedes-Benz CLE 300.
Right.
You're going to stylishly pick me up from all my appointments.
Oh, I like
and
that.
And you're still eligible for the house, so maybe you stylishly drive up to the house.
Correct.
And help him look at the trip.
Right, and maybe you could drive me to other appointments right. that I'm not going to continue to mention because Mighty Millions Raffle helps benefit Children's Hospital, Colorado.
Yes, they do.
All right. So if you want to buy a ticket to help me out with all of my appointments.
No.
Right. Buy your tickets today. Buy them before Friday at midnight to win the car and the Iceland trip. MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.